then how long do you keep your sourdough, keep adding to it and keep it going?
Yeah, we feed them once a day.
Once a day.
Yeah.
And we feed them up to the amount that we need for the next day's bread.
Okay, and then hold how much? Then you hold some.
Then we just hold the thumbnail.
Back.
And we can do 100 kilos from that. So it's quite powerful.
Yep.
So we have one from rye flour and one from wheat flour. Wheat, we do. No, it's only wheat in the wheat flour.
Okay.
Yeah, and only rye in the rye.
Okay, it's 100%.
So, yeah, it's 100%.
You don't mix.
And the mixture of water is quite a little bit different because doing the wheat flour, we do equal parts of water and flour. And in the rye flour, you need to add a little bit more water.
A little bit more to absorb.
Yeah.
So who was Olaf? Or who is Olaf Victor?
He was the grandfather of the owner of Olaf Victor's, and he had a small shop, convenience store back in the day. Sold the groceries, hardware, and everything like it was in the old days. This is 100
here,
years ago. About 20 kilometers from here,
okay.
It's one of Tranås, a small village.
Yep.
So his name was Olaf Victor Alfredsson. So that was his two first names together.
Yeah.
So when Christer, that owns this place, together with Jan Hed, who is the pastry chef, when they started, they wanted to use the grandfather's name because he produced back in the day. He made his own ice cream, he salted his own meat, and so on and so on. Not like it's today when everything gets
produced.
Right.
So it was that was the start of this, to go back in time to do it the way it was made 100 years ago.
A tribute
everything
to
by
history
hand,
and culture.
Locally produced, and no additives whatsoever. Ten years ago, the debate in Sweden was not up and running like it is today.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't know what are these additives, what are these artificials. They didn't know about
it.
They only read that we baked everything by hand in a wood-fired stone oven. Then 4 or 5 years ago, when it really the debate came in the newspapers and they wrote books about it and so on and so on, our audience got broader. Now everybody wants to know what to put in the mouth. And they want to see us and look us in the eye and ask, have you done this yourself? What have you used? So we show them the flour we use. We show them all the ingredients. So we're very transparent.
And this was your first location?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. And it is our only location. We have retailers all over Sweden.
Oh, you do?
And we do some export. We work with Whole Foods Market in London. We did some events with Harrods in London as well. We do Germany, Belgium. In general, and I think we should thank IKEA for that. Because where there's an IKEA store, there's crisp bread, there's meatballs, there's linen silk, and so on.
They're helping you with that.
But that's the industrial part.
Mm-hmm.
But then people who are interested in food, they want to know if there's an original behind that.
Yeah,
and we are that original.
There's more behind it.
Yeah, we roll it by hand and so on. It's the way it should be made. So, but thanks to IKEA, people know what knäckebröd is.
Yes, there you go.
So we're very grateful.